Welcome into Ring Knowers on 102.5, 106.3 The Game and The Game Nashville Sports Network. I am your host, Connor New. Alongside me, Christian Skeleton and Buddy. It's WrestleMania week.
It is WrestleMania week. It's hard to believe. It feels like it's the Royal Rumble was like a week ago, but we're here. We've made it.
Which means we proudly present to you a very special episode that we are deeming the WrestleMania special.
Let's go.
We've been off for a while because of the tournament and your Vols taking down my Cats, but
it's okay.
It's a wrestling show, pal. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
But WrestleMania this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, lots of big matches happening. Welcome to WrestleMania. So with that, let's start with a few opening remarks. What's your fondest WrestleMania memory? When I say WrestleMania, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind when you say WrestleMania is the first WrestleMania I actually watched live, which was technically the first WrestleMania while I was a fan was 29, but I didn't watch 29 and 30 live. The first one I watched live was 31. And obviously, we all know that was when Seth Rollins cashed in. Really, that was yours too?
That was mine.
Whenever I think WrestleMania, for me personally, that's what pops in my head, is watching the cash in. I'll never forget it. At the time, you know, this is a while before smart TVs were very common all over the place. So at my grandmother's house at the time, she didn't have a smart TV. So I was literally having to watch it on my iPad, like in her kitchen for some reason. I literally ran outside. I was, yeah, in celebration after he cashed in.
Seth.
What a great, great time. And that was a really good WrestleMania, too. Yeah, I loved that WrestleMania.
That was my first one. I was a kid, so I didn't really recognize the what went into it. But I thought Sting and Triple H was awesome. Now, watching it now, I'm like, this sucks.
That match was decent. The only thing I've always thought about that match, it was stupid. Didn't it end on, like, Triple H just hitting him with the sledgehammer? Isn't that how that match? I was like, what?
Sting should have won.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid thinking Sting should have won, but... I mean, that was a good WrestleMania. You had Rusev coming in on a tank.
Oh, that was awesome.
And
yeah.
I think Cena beat him for the U.S. Championship because that started the whole John Cena U.S.
Open
Championship
challenge,
Open Challenge. Of course, Randy and Seth.
That was a great match. Yeah.
The most memorable RKO there has ever been. Roman and Brock, which if you're looking back on it now, you've said this to me before, Roman's entrance to that match is the funniest thing I've ever
seen.
Dude,
I honestly love it because it's like aura. He's a heel even though he's not a heel. He's only a heel because, and the other funny thing about that is Brock's entrance. The pop Brock gets just because everybody hates Roman that much is just so hysterical to me.
Roman was not yet the Roman we know. He was the big dog. I don't even think he was the big dog yet.
Honestly, though, he was awesome in that match. Like, if you go back and watch it, he's really good in that match.
He's good. I mean, Seth stole the show.
No, so definitely.
That's probably my fondest memory, too. The other one that comes to mind for me is, oh, there's so many.
There's last year. That's obviously
I mean,
a big
last
one.
Year, yeah, but I'm trying to go nostalgia-wise. Like, I remember the Hardy Boys coming back.
Yeah,
that was
a good
cool
one.
This is really, really bad radio.
I think it's last year for me because when I think about last year, like, I'm never going to forget that because, like,
you know,
we have our little group chat with our sports media guys at MTSU, and, like, most of the time, we're the only ones that are into wrestling. Everybody in that group chat was watching.
Oh, we were all watching.
Because we hyped it up so much, and obviously for good reason. Everybody was watching that night. Like, people who hadn't watched wrestling in years were watching that night, and it lived up to the hype.
I mean,
for sure.
One I go back to was I took a break from wrestling for a while once we hit COVID, and in 2019, it started getting stupid and a little childish for me. I came back in 22 because that's when they went to Peacock, and it was the first one in front of a full capacity crowd in Dallas.
That would have been 38, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was Roman and Brock again.
Yeah.
But they united the titles. But what I'm getting at is that was the day Cody came back.
Yeah, it was.
I guess I remember
was the Saturday of that WrestleMania,
it was Seth, and I love Seth. I loved what they did with Seth's character back then because he was coming off the Monday Night Messiah, which a lot of people like. I could never really get into that, but he was starting to be the visionary and he was a heel.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole storyline was Seth doesn't have an opponent, kind of like what they're doing for Randy right now.
Right.
In a different way. But
yeah, the thing I remember about that for me personally is, like, I wasn't watching at the time, but I was still reading stuff every now and then. I kept seeing rumors that, oh, Cody might be coming to WWE. And that night, I think Tennessee was playing Vandy in baseball, and Duke was playing North Carolina in the Final Four. So I wasn't watching it live. I was like, I'm just going to try to stay away from spoilers. First thing I see on Twitter, oh, Cody Rhodes is back. I was like, well, I guess I didn't.
Yeah, I guess I got to watch now.
Guess I got to watch it now. And then I watched that, and then the Stone Cold Kevin Owens match.
Here's the thing. I don't really watch promotions outside of the WWE. I definitely didn't watch AEW at the time. So when he came out and his music hit, I had no idea who it was.
Oh, yeah, me neither. That was the first time I'd ever heard that song.
And then he came out, and I was like, wait a minute. That's Cody Rhodes. I sounded like Robbie right there.
Yeah, you did. I agree, though. That was the first time I'd ever heard that song. And now, obviously, it's a song that's very synonymous with WWE and just wrestling overall.
But I think both you and I probably have the fondest favorite moment, and that's last year.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, that was our childhood. In a way, coming back, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the face-off with Cena and Rock,
The Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Who was my first action figure, by the way.
Really?
In the world of wrestling. It was a two-pack with The Undertaker and the late, great Bray Wyatt.
You got a battle pack.
I love to see a battle pack.
No, I mean, that was just awesome to see. And we thought up all these fantasies in our mind of, like, we fantasy booked all this stuff, all the lead into it, like, oh, this is going to be like the Avengers Endgame. And it literally was. That's actually what they did.
In fact,
that just made it that much better.
Speaking of booking, let's do this on the other side. Let's break down the card. Night one and night two. I believe it's 15 total matches. Plus, you never know what kind of segments are going to pop up at WrestleMania. You always have one or two promos or, quote, open challenges, whatever you want to call them. Let's book some of these.
Let's do it.
Let's break it down. Coming up next, this is Ring Knowers on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in, Ring Knowers on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. This is the WrestleMania special. This is special because it's WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is special.
That's why it's the WrestleMania special. All right, let's break down the card, Christian. We'll start with night one, which starts Saturday at 6, I believe, over on Peacock. We'll begin with probably the match I think is going to begin the whole pay-per-view. Probably shouldn't, but I'm okay with it beginning. The World Heavyweight Championship, Gunther versus Jey Uso, the winner of the Royal Rumble. This feud has kind of underwhelmed me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, me too. What's the thing they always say about the beginning? It's like, if you don't go on last, you want to go on in the beginning. That's like the two prime spots for WrestleMania. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the...
They'll go on the beginning. It's just a storyline I'm not really interested in. I don't know why. I just can't get into Jey Uso. I think he's too childish for me. I like Jey, but he's...
I have liked the past couple weeks. He's kind of toned back the yeet, 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 yeet.
I'm tired of
5 seconds.
That's part of it. I'm tired of the whole
Like last week, not this week when Gunther cut his promo, but like last week when he cut the promo, Gunther basically told him, like, I'm not afraid of you. Like, that was the best promo he's cut in like a year probably.
Yeah.
Just be that all the time and I'll love Jey Uso.
I'm not a Jey Uso guy. I'm also not a Gunther guy.
Really?
I find him kind of boring. I feel like there are better options to put the belt on. Now, I do think Jey is going to come out victorious in this one and go on a reign just so he can have the whole yeet celebration on the Raw after Mania. You know, do the thing for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as much as I hate to admit it, I do think you are correct. Jey will probably win this match. But I was honestly kind of just fine with whatever, you know, whoever won this match until Monday. Gunther cut that promo he did and basically told Jey the bell's going to ring. And I was like, okay, he's got to retain now. And even though I know he's not going to, that is definitely what I'll be cheering for. I will be cheering for Gunther to win this match. Like I said, I don't think that's what's going to happen, though, just because if Jey loses, then what was the point of him winning the Rumble? Then that was, I mean, honestly, even if he doesn't win, what was the point of him winning the Rumble to begin with?
But, see, I appreciate character development. And I think both of these guys have had massive character development from where they started. Gunther came in NXT, he was about 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is really funny to look back at now. Yeah. But I mean, he's kind of developed a character and he's a heel and he should always be a heel. If they ever make him a face, I'll probably be mad. But Jey has obviously developed into just me, Uso. So the fact that Jey is even headlining a WrestleMania by himself is pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
That said, I'm just not bought in. I'm just not in.
I'm not really either. I mean, I've tried to get excited about this match. I'm excited to watch it, but like the build has not.
I mean, we were here. It was here in Nashville where we found out Jey Uso and Gunther were going to fight at WrestleMania.
We were like, wow.
We were like, wow, crazy. Shocker. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm not trying to be a negative, but there are other matches on the card I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's maybe top five matches I'm most intrigued for, but whatever.
Like the next one.
Yes.
Randy Orton versus... Three question marks.
Now, let me ask you a question about this. Did you predict the order it's going to be in while you wrote this down in our notes here, or is this just the night one matches?
Sort of.
Okay.
I went on WWE.com and literally copy and pasted.
So this is the order they had
it in. This is the order they had it in.
Okay.
But on the second match, allegedly, Randy Orton was supposed to fight Kevin Owens, which I'm very sad is not happening. That match is going to be awesome.
That sucks. I hate that KO's hurt. I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty serious thing where we might not see him for a while. So I hate that KO's hurt. But hopefully it ends up being a thing that ends up turning into something cool anyway. I mean, if we get Randy and Nick Aldis maybe, like, that would be awesome. We've never seen Nick Aldis actually wrestle in WWE.
Yeah.
So I'd be cool with that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to go. Aleister Black apparently is a thing that's been rumored. We know Rusev is signed.
Maybe I was about to say Rusev Day. Rusev Day would be awesome.
Just don't give us Solo, please.
I unfortunately think it's going to be Solo.
It's probably going to be Solo.
Which I'm fine with, sort of, as long as Randy wins. Randy Orton has not won a pay-per-view match in a long, long time.
So is this match official for WrestleMania? So it actually says on the website.
It was not on the website. But
so technically, quote unquote, he doesn't actually have a match right now.
Yeah.
But there's no way he's not going to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, they can't do that to him.
Yeah.
I mean, wrong answers only. Who would you like to come out?
I think that makes it more interesting, the fact that they didn't, you know.
Well, I think they're going to play it like they played Seth and Cody. Like, Randy will come out. Who's he going to fight?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it will be as big as Seth and Cody, but it'd be awesome.
Carmelo Hayes.
Aus him. Austin Theory. No, I
2-on-1 handicap match.
Really, I just want to see Randy Orton win a WrestleMania match. Randy, I've talked about it on the show. Randy's my guy. Like, he's always been my guy. So I really just want to see Randy Orton win. But if it's Randy or Solo, Randy or Rusev, Randy or who else? I mean, what if Sammy comes out?
Dude, that's a possibility.
That is a possibility.
Because Sammy's quote-unquote hurt right now, but I don't know if it's actually hurt or storyline hurt. Nobody really knows.
You know what? I'll make that my pick.
You think it's Sammy?
I think Sami Zayn will come out.
I kind of think that might happen now that you've said that.
Which would be a banger of a match.
I think that would be really. I wasn't even thinking about Sammy. I'm gonna say Nick Aldis. Not even because I think that's gonna happen, but more so because that's what I want to happen. Just because I would like Nick to actually wrestle, because we haven't seen that yet. So that's gonna be my official prediction.
All right,
is Nick Aldis.
I'll go Sami Zayn. You go Nick Aldis. But ultimately, I think Randy Orton comes out victorious regardless.
I would say so, yeah.
They owe that to him.
I'd be cool with either of those two guys if that's who it is.
If it was Randy and KO still, I think Randy would have won.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, we'll move on to the next match. On the women's side, my good friend Tiffany Stratton defending her title against Charlotte Flair. This has been a booking that I've been somewhat impressed with. I think some of the dialogue has been a little bit dicey.
I feel so bad for Tiffany. How does anybody work with this woman?
I don't know. I'm not here to question the persona of the character or even the person, but I don't know. I have not been impressed with Charlotte. I've been very impressed with Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany has held her own out there, I think. That's why I think if you don't have Tiffany win, that this is just stupid. If Charlotte wins this match, I'm actually going to be mad.
Like, oh, I will too.
I will actually be mad if Charlotte wins this match.
They got to put Tiffany over.
Because you look at all these promos they've had. It's obvious who the more skilled person is on the mic, and then you watch them in the ring, and they're probably even.
And who's over right now?
It's very obvious. Who's getting booed out of the building?
The crowd won't even let Charlotte speak.
I mean, theoretically, they could probably go back and say, oh, well, we were booking her as a heel the whole time. No, you weren't. You really weren't.
I think she was meant to come back as a face, and then kind of like The Rock, you know,
or Batista like 10 years ago now. Wow. But yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of one of those situations where like, oh, we'll just bring you back, see how they receive you, and then boo, all right, you're a heel now. That's pretty much what it was, I think.
I'm with you. I think Tiffany gets this one done.
I hope so. Gosh.
I think it has potential to be a good match.
That's the next thing I was going to say. Like, as bad as the promos have been, I think it's because Charlotte sucks on the mic. I think the match can be that much better, honestly. Because these two, I mean, realistically, these are two of the better girls in the ring that there are in WWE. Mm-hmm. So I think the actual match, hopefully, let's hope to God, is way better than the build-up has been.
All right. Let's move on.
You think? Oh, yeah, we just said Tiffany.
Tiffany, yeah. All right. Let's move on to the realm of who cares. The World Tag Team Championship, the War Raiders, Eric and Ivar, champions, taking on New Day Sucks.
My comment on this is, how did the Raw tag teams get on WrestleMania, but none of the SmackDown tag teams did? How does that happen? These are literally the only two tag teams on Raw that you even think of, besides, you know, LWO and American Alpha? What even is their name?
American Alpha?
What even is their name now? American Made. That's what it is.
American Alpha was Chad Gable and Jason Jordan.
Yeah, we got Otis and Tozawa. Those are the only tag teams on Raw. SmackDown, you got Motor City Machine Guns, you got Street Profits, you got, you know, I'll even throw...
Yes, boy!
What's their face? What are their names again? Why can't I think of their names? What the heck? What is going on?
Who?
Them!
Pretty Deadly.
I couldn't think of Pretty Deadly to save my life. You got DIY, like, you've got so many better, you got so much better tag team talent on SmackDown. Like, if you were ever going to have, like, a Fatal 4-Way ladder match for the title, something like that, it's perfect on SmackDown.
My thing with the tag team division, and this is a completely separate rant, but all your really good tag teams, you have split up right now.
Yeah.
The Usos, I think Penta and Rey Fénix would be phenomenal together because they were in AEW. I mean, Kevin and Sammy were great. I like them separate, though. But yeah, I mean, I'm just not interested in this.
Do you know
match.
What I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah.
I feel like this. It. I don't understand.
But here's what I think is going to happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. Big E's getting involved.
Yeah, that's probably why it's on WrestleMania. And I'm just like,
how
in the heck did the War? No offense to the War Raiders. How in the world are they tag team champions?
Because they got no one else.
Who did they even win the belts from?
Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah, it was Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Finn and JD.
Honestly.
JD Vance.
It's JD Vance. That's my biggest thing about Raw's tag team. They need so much better tag teams.
Oh, yeah.
Like, SmackDown and Raw's tag teams is so unbalanced, it's not even funny. And the fact that Raw's the ones that got on WrestleMania and SmackDown's not is just blasphemous to me. I guess Big E gets involved, the War Raiders retain.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. But I am interested in this next match.
Yes, me too.
LA Knight defending his United States Championship against Jacob Fatu. This is going to be a banger.
Two of our favorites right
here. Two of our favorites, yes.
Who do we pick? Who are we cheering for?
I think LA Knight retains. And here's why. I think Solo gets involved.
Yeah.
And accidentally costs Jacob. And then we start booking this Jacob versus Solo.
I mean, that's what we've been building towards, right? Is a Solo and
I
Jacob
thought we were gonna
confrontation
get it here.
Eventually. Yeah,
but I'm okay with
at WrestleMania, you thought they'd actually wrestle? Yeah, I kind of did too.
I'm okay with the feud, but please keep Jacob heel. He has to be a heel. He's so good as a heel. And LA Knight, I feel like just won the title from Shinsuke not long ago. So
yeah, that was pretty soon.
I want LA Mania. I want to see LA Knight walk out of WrestleMania with a massive pop with a belt around his shoulder.
I mean, it'd be great to see. The only way I'd be okay with LA losing is if immediately it's like LA Knight versus Cody Rhodes at Backlash for the title. I'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Straight into the main event.
He's in the world title scene again. Okay, who cares?
But I think if Jacob loses, you got to do that to him too.
Yeah.
Shoot him into the main event. I'd love to see Jacob.
Did I just book Cody to retain? Is that what I just did on accident, not even realizing? I think I just.
Well,
Cody
be as it may, we are alive.
Yeah.
We're not actually live. All right, let's blast through these because we got a lot to get through. Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano.
The greatest thing of all time.
I am actually so excited to see Elkron.
This is the best thing Chad Gable's ever done.
It's not Chad Gable. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's not Chad Gable.
Chad
Gable's not a wrestler. It's justice for Chad Gable. I cannot believe he's left off WrestleMania again.
Seriously.
When are they going to respect this guy?
But in all seriousness, they have made me care about Chad Gable because I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. You were kind of a Chad Gable hater, weren't you?
I thought he was trying too hard to be a Kurt Angle.
See, I've always loved Chad, and like I feel like he's finally getting some respect. It's so funny. It's gonna be so good. The gracias and
comes out to Stars and Stripes Forever, played by a mariachi band.
I guess the greatest thing of all time. It's so good. It's from the Gulf of America. I think it's just perfect.
And I think he wins. I think he has to win.
Honestly, I feel like it's one of those matches where you have to book the face to win. You don't have to, but I think that's what they're probably going to do here. I think Ray's going to win this match because it's going to be one of those matches. Oh, we need the face to win this match.
I disagree. I disagree.
I hope you're right. I hope they do what you think they're going to do, but I kind of think they're going to have Ray win anyway.
Here's the thing. The past 2 years, they've done that with Ray. Ray beat Dominic.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Ray beat Dominic again.
Yeah, basically.
So I think they flip the switch this time and push some new talent as El Grande Americano has just signed from the greatest underground lucha libre of all time.
The hottest young talent in the WWE right now.
Let's move so quick on this one. Jade Cargill and Naomi. It's Jade.
Jade, they've actually done a good job with the build on this, in my opinion, for the most part, except that first segment with Bianca was terrible, in my opinion. But the rest of it, I've actually been interested in. But yeah, I agree. Jade.
All right. Now I want to spend a little bit of time on this.
Agreed.
Triple threat match, the main event of night one, Seth Rollins versus the tribal chief Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. And in CM Punk's corner, we find out the favor is Paul Heyman is managing CM Punk. This is honestly this match. I do not know who's going to win. I have a pick, but I'm not confident in it.
I don't know if I have a pick. I have what I want to happen, who I want to win.
Well, tell me what you want to happen, and I'll tell you what I think is going to happen.
I think we talked about this the other night. I hope Seth wins because I feel like he deserves it the most out of the three of them. Because I feel like recently Seth has just taken L after L after L.
Mm-hmm.
Like Punk beat him at, you know, the Netflix premiere. You know, he didn't win Elimination Chamber. He didn't win the Rumble. I feel like Seth's been doing all this work. He lost at WrestleMania last year. He never ended up getting the world title back. Like, I feel like he's done all this work and put all these guys over. Not always putting them over, but still. Never winning. I feel like he finally deserves to get a win. And I think this would be a great spot for it. I don't know how it happens. I don't know if it ends up being Paul sides with Seth.
And that's where I come in.
Okay.
I think Seth is going to win. And I think it's because of Paul. Because think about Raw. I thought about this morning. Seth said, you know, I spared you, Paul. You owe me a favor. Whether or not you choose to accept is on you. And he's like, I do not expect Paul to accept because he's a scumbag or whatever.
Yeah.
I think Paul takes him up. And I think Paul costs him. And I also don't think this is the last we see of these three throughout WrestleMania.
You think they're going to get involved?
I think they get involved in the main event.
So are you thinking the theory I've been seeing that Seth is going to sell out to The Rock too?
We'll talk about that on the other side coming up next. This is Ring Knowers on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in Ring Knowers, the WrestleMania special. Connor Newt, Christian Skeleton taking you through WrestleMania. We have predicted all of night one, which is Saturday. So let's move on to night two. Sunday, we begin with the WWE Women's World Championship, a triple threat, Io Sky, the champion, taking on Rhea Ripley and the Elimination Chamber winner, Bianca Belair. I've loved the booking of this.
I kind of have too. I think it's been a good build.
It's been good. I was honestly shocked on that Monday Night Raw when Io took down Rhea.
I was like,
wow.
I think you texted me like, holy crap, and I was like, as I usually am on Monday nights.
I probably didn't say crap, but
yeah. Well, as I usually am on Monday nights, I probably didn't start watching until like 8, so I was a little behind. And I was like, okay, did Becky come back? And then EO won. I was like, what the heck?
I was like, wait, what?
I was like, what? Did she won?
I was like, what? Why?
I mean, I wasn't complaining, but I was like, well, what does Rhea do now? But obviously, we figured out pretty soon after that they were going in the direction of the triple threat. I think it's been a very good build. I mean, I kind of like how they've had Io as kind of like the odd man out. It's like everybody's just kind of forgetting about her. Not actually, of course.
Which
but
is
that's
why I think she wins.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I think it'd be cool if she retained. I low-key kind of like the fact that Bianca's got that WrestleMania streak. I'd probably the only person
the on streak earth. Is over.
I'm probably the only person on earth that would feel this way. I actually would not mind her winning to keep the streak intact. But well, I guess
because she's a VFL, we know why.
Well, that's part of it. And also, I guess technically her streak is she's never been pinned at WrestleMania. So technically, you could just have Rhea.
Yeah,
you could have Rhea eat the pin.
I think Rhea needs to eat the pin. I think she needs to be the one.
I guess you could, yeah. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I feel like the whole storyline has kind of been, you know, Rhea bullied her way into this match. And
yeah.
I think it would make sense for her to eat the pin, and that would set up your rematch probably at, what's the next pay-per-view? Backlash?
Backlash, yeah.
It'd be Io versus Bianca.
Yeah. And then I guess... Yeah.
And then Rhea goes off and
does whatever. Maybe get some time off for a little bit.
She deserves it.
I'm kind of expecting if Cody loses, that's probably what he'll end up doing. I mean, he definitely deserves it if he ends up losing. So I could see both of those happening.
You think Jade gets involved? Or Naomi? Or both?
I doubt it on this match, to be honest. I think they've done a good job keeping this build separate from those two, and I think it should stay that way for the match. Personally, but yeah, I'm much more excited for this match than I thought I was going to be. I think it'll end up being pretty decent. So
yeah,
but yeah, I think I'll go EO to win with you.
Yeah, we'll take. We haven't been too divisive.
Yeah, we haven't been.
Well, this is terrible radio.
I guess I picked Ray to beat El Grande and Pericano, but that was about it.
It was a heated argument.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the women's tag team champions, which I didn't know was a match until this morning. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, the champions, defending against Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie.
Somebody missed the tag team gauntlet match to determine the number one contender on SmackDown.
Probably fast forward. I mean, this is kind of a throwaway match for me. Give me Liv and Raquel.
I guess. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they have Bayley and Lyra win.
My question is,
this could be another one of those feel good matches for WrestleMania where, like, oh, yay, the good guys won. Like, I could definitely see this being one of those.
I'm taking a lot of heels. Wow.
Okay, so this can be our second disagreement. I'll say Bayley and Lyra win.
Then I'll take the heel.
And then eventually, I think they break them up. Maybe they could have a nice little feud with them, too.
You got two women's mid-card champions, and neither one of them are defending
them on Wrestle. I know. Like, what was the point?
One of them's not even on it.
Yeah, what was the point?
I don't know. But I love Lyra. And I love Liv. So, I don't know. I just feel like they've had the titles too soon. Not enough time. I think Liv and Raquel are retaining.
Yeah, that's... they beat Bianca and Naomi, didn't they? That's who they beat on Raw. Right, I remember that now. Okay. Yeah, I could see it going either way. I'll go Bayley and Lyra just because, like I said, I think this could be another one of those WrestleMania feel-good matches where they just let the good guys win. Just because they feel like they need to. Because, you know, not all the heels can win, of course.
So. Not all of them can win, pal. Some of them have to. We got to have a face get put over, pal. Anyways, the Intercontinental Championship. We might disagree on this one. Because there's a higher possibility of that, since there's four of them. We got Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio versus Penta versus my guy, the Intercontinental Champion, Bron Breakker.
Woof, woof, woof.
Ooh, ooh. All right, where are we going?
Snap reaction, Braun retains. That's my instant snap reaction. Granted, I honestly would like to see him lose so they can push him into the world title scene, but I think they're still trying to build him up as this unstoppable beast, and I think another way they could do that is having him defend his title against three other guys. So
yeah, that's true.
And I think they might use this match as a way to either Finn turn on Judgment Day turn on Finn, whatever they're going to do there. So I think... Because of that, I think Braun wins. Because I don't think they're going to put any titles on Penta just yet.
No. Penta, I'm eliminating. Give me Dominic Mysterio.
I would be cool with that.
I think Dominic wins, and I think they push this story of, you know, Dominic won a title before Finn. Dominic has a solo's title, and Finn doesn't.
It would definitely piss Finn off. That's for sure.
I think I also think they're going to work together, and then eventually one of them is going to turn on one of them in the match. And they'll bill it as, you know, whatever it takes or whatever. But I think Dominic, I would not be surprised if he wins on like a roll-up or something, just because that's how he is. But I think he gets the win, and I think he gets just booed out of the building.
Which would be awesome. Which would be great. And Dominic deserves it. He's put in a ton of work.
It's hard. I mean, it's easy to dislike Dominic, but he's the one.
I guess
you love to hate him,
right? And I guess the word would be over for a heel. He probably has the most heat out of any of the heels on the roster. So I think Dominic deserves it. To be honest, if Braun doesn't retain, I think of the other those three, Dominic probably deserves it the most. And if Braun doesn't retain,
it's bittersweet for me because Braun has quickly become one of my favorites right now. But him losing, I think they push him to the title scene. I mean, think of the matches he had.
Dude, imagine Gunther retained. Gunther versus Braun. That would be incredible.
Gunther versus Braun. Gunther versus Cody. Gunther versus John Cena.
Yeah.
Just think of the possibilities with him. And he's so young. You got so much time to do this stuff. So, I don't know. This will be a fun one. I think this will be a really good match.
I think that'll be a good match as well.
The next one, I'm really excited for. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in what they are billing as a Sin City street fight.
Imagine telling you like 2 months ago you would be really excited for Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania.
Listen, I'm not the biggest Damian Priest fan.
Me neither.
He has grown on me, first of all. And the way they've booked this feud has been outstanding.
And whenever Damian eliminated Drew at the Rumble, and then he eliminated him from the chamber, I was like, oh my gosh, they're really doing it. Because I love Drew. Drew's one of my favorite wrestlers. I'm like, they're really putting Drew with Damian. And to both of theirs credit, they have done an outstanding job with this build. I think this is like they've made me excited to see this match, you said. And
the fact that it's no disqualification makes it even better.
Yeah, definitely. I did not think it was possible to make me excited to see this match. I am. Now, who wins? I want to hear what you say first, because I honestly am still kind of trying to figure out in my head who I think is going to win this match.
You know, you've been talking about guys who deserve it, guys who have been putting in the work, guys who have been carrying the company. Drew is one of those guys to me.
Yeah.
And they've been doing him so dirty as of late. I think he gets this one.
Yeah.
I think he gets over. And
it'd be revenge for last year.
Once again, I'm taking all the heels, apparently.
It also would be revenge for last year with Damian cashing in on him.
Yeah.
So
he gets his closure.
I think, and that's kind of what they've built this entire story on, is that Damian has cost Drew in all these moments, or that he's just picked up the pieces from Drew on all these moments that Drew's gotten screwed. So I think that's probably the way they should go for this, is Drew going over.
I'm expecting a 40-minute bloodbath of a match.
And I think this is a steal the show potential match.
Oh yeah.
For sure. Like obviously I think Cody and Cena will probably still end up being the best match, but this could end up being second best, I think, for sure.
I think it's in the top three, because that triple threat's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But
maybe second best on night two.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. I think this next match might have potential to steal the show.
I agree.
AJ Styles versus Logan Paul.
I don't hate Logan as much as a lot of people do. Only for his in-ring ability. Like, he's very good.
Oh, he's legit. Yeah. The problem is...
He cuts just as good of a promo as most of the roster, in my opinion.
He's got... Him and Dom are probably tied for the most.
Like, I hate to bring Charlotte up again, but I saw somebody was like, Charlotte handling a crowd booing her versus Logan. Logan handled it like he'd been in the business for 20 years. Charlotte handled it like she's been in it for two.
Yeah.
Like...
No, so, Logan's in-ring ability is great. I have to separate the person Logan Paul from the wrestler Logan Paul.
Same.
That saying, man, this one's such a toss-up. Because Logan, I don't feel, has gotten his WrestleMania moment, so to speak.
Seth beat him. Well, he won last year, didn't he? He won the triple threat, when he was U.S. champ. But he still didn't really have the moment from that match. The moment from that match was Speed getting RKO'd.
You know what? I think he pulls this one out. And here's why. It's been a lot of this AJ Styles versus Karrion Kross stuff, which I don't really care about.
Who cares?
Kross has been saying, you know, we need you to win, otherwise we don't get what we want. I think Styles loses, then they set up the Kross and AJ Styles feud. That's what I think happens.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think AJ is going to win this match, only because it's to counter your point. You said Logan Paul, you know, probably hasn't got. When's the last time AJ Styles won a match at WrestleMania? Who did he even fight at WrestleMania 39? Was he even on the card? Was he hurt at the time?
I don't know. He lost last year.
He definitely lost to LA Knight last year.
I don't think he was on the card. I think he was hurt.
Maybe. I mean,
lost to The Undertaker.
Didn't he lose to Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 32?
That was his first one. Who did he beat? Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, that was
he retained.
Yeah, what a disappointment of a match that was.
Was never a Shinsuke guy.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find something.
But I think I think this will be a steal the show kind of match. Two high flyers that can.
I forgot at 33 he fought Shane McMahon, and that match was one of the better matches on the whole show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It looks like he's just in a. He fought Edge at WrestleMania 38.
Oh, yeah.
I have zero memory of that. Like, zero.
Yeah.
Looks like he lost that match, too.
Well, that was the start of the Judgment Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
But yeah. I'll take Logan Paul.
I'll go with AJ. So there's another disagreement.
All right. We don't have too much time left, but let's break this one down. The undisputed WWE Championship. Cody Rhodes defends against a heel, John Cena. This is the big one. It doesn't get much bigger than this one.
No, it does not.
I'll let you do the honors.
I get the honors on the tee box here. just a little Masters thing in there. Here's my thing. Cody, I love you so much. This is not on you. This is nothing having to do with I want you to lose. But it's time, okay? This record, you know, Ric Flair, I love Ric Flair. A lot of people don't like Ric Flair.
Sure.
I love Ric Flair. It's time for this record to be broken. And what better way to break it than in John Cena's last WrestleMania match? Like, I'm sure this still might be interference, like with, you know, Stone Cold maybe, you know, who knows, and The Rock, I'm sure. I think somehow, some way, John Cena needs to win this match. And then eventually, and part of the reason why, I think Cody deserves a break. Let Cody lose, give him some time with his family for a month or two, and then he can come back and want to kill John Cena, and then they can have another match that's maybe even better than this one. So, for that reason, I think John Cena wins this match and breaks the record and is a 17-time world champion, and I'm going to be so happy.
I think this becomes Bloodline rules without it actually being Bloodline rules.
Yeah.
At some point, that referee is going to be taken down, whether it be Charles Robinson or pretty sure that's the only referee's name I know.
Yeah, me too.
But at some point, that referee's going down, and then this hits.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
The final boss is getting involved, boys.
The final boss.
I mean, you can't put him in a story at WrestleMania season and expect him not to show up.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they, because then what was the point of him being there at Elimination Chamber for all that? I think we might have talked about this on the show, maybe not, but like even the promo Cena cut, like he never mentioned The Rock once.
Yeah.
Cody mentioned The Rock a couple times. Cena never mentioned The Rock once. It's made me feel like, could they not have just done this without The Rock? But like, I don't know.
Which makes me think.
He's got to be there.
He's going to be there. And remember when I said the other three in the triple threat are getting involved?
Which one is it?
All three of them.
All three of them. Wow, really?
Roman.
You think they're all going to be on different sides? Or
we're going to tease a little Roman versus Rock again.
Ooh, okay.
CM Punk's going to
come
out.
You got me excited. I'm going to be disappointed if this doesn't happen now. I hate
CM Punk's going to come out, and here's where it gets interesting. Seth's going to take out Paul with him. Take out both.
I'm just imagining Seth dragging Paul out to the stage.
He's going to take out both of them. Then it's going to come down to a situation where he's, you know, looking back and forth between Cody and The Rock, and Cody and The Rock kicks Cody where no man should be kicked, gives him the stomp, you know, Rock gives him the rock bottom, Cena attitude adjustment.
And he's the third man.
Because
Seth Rollins is the third man.
And then you see, you know, Paul Heyman doing his, no, he's not shocked, he's in on it.
Oh, he was in on it the
whole
time.
He's in on it. But, I think that's the booking. I think it's
I love that.
Seth has sold his soul.
That'd be great.
Which would be amazing. And Cody, or not Cody, Cena wins number 17. And then
maybe Seth selling his soul could lead to The Rock saying, The Rock knows you love the World Heavyweight Championship. He's going to get you that belt back.
Yep.
And then maybe they could both be champs at the same time. That'd be cool.
And then The Rock can be the people's champ.
The people's champ. He can have his fake people's champ. Yep.
Yeah. Going to be a good WrestleMania.
Going to be a great WrestleMania. I'm very excited. I feel like this year's build has been kind of slower, not by like a... It does not feel like it's WrestleMania week to me. Maybe it's just because it's different on a calendar. I think that has a lot to do with it, the fact that they delayed it by a couple weeks, which I think was a good decision because I hated having to watch it in the Final Four at the same time.
The Final Four. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's all the only reason why it's like that.
Because it sounds fine. All right. So what, of all those matches, what's your most anticipated?
You got to go with Cody and Cena, in my opinion.
Yeah?
Because either Cena wins and history is made, or maybe they swerve us and Cody retains, and then where the heck do they go from there? So right. The possibilities that come out of that match either way with either outcome, whatever it may be, are endless. So I think that's why I'm most excited for that match. There's a reason that match is main eventing. So I'm going to go with that one. I know it's a very boring answer for that question, but it's pretty obvious.
Massive match. I'll go triple threat. Just because I think there's so many possibilities.
There's a lot of layers for those stories, too. A
lot of stories. A lot of, you know, you think about the three guys in that match, and all three of them have separate storylines with the other one. You know, Seth and Roman have been feuding for 15 years, it feels like, at this point.
Literally.
Seth and Punk have been feuding ever since Punk came back, and that was a year and a half ago, which feels like yesterday. It's wild.
Jeez.
You know, Roman and Punk have got this thing going since Survivor Series. We got a lot. It's a lot of stuff. And I think Paul being at the center of it, being treated like, you know, a high school girl crush is hilarious.
I saw something funny. It was Roman and Punk. It said, these two guys are married to two of the most beautiful women in the world, and they're fighting over Paul Heyman. That's pretty ironic.
Yeah, but that is the triple threat, and Cena and Cody are definitely the two I'm looking forward to.
I agree. Yeah.
Ironically, the two main events. But
yes, definitely the two main events. And I mean, and there's a reason why they're the two main events.
How do you think this year will stack up to previous years?
Ask me this question next episode. I think it's hard for me to answer this question without actually having watched the show yet. Without having watched two. And see, with WrestleMania being two nights now, like, it can be hard because, like, some years one night is like the greatest thing you've ever seen. The next night's like, it's kind of whatever. Like,
that was 39 to me.
Yeah.
The first night was and then the main event was awesome, but it was And then the second night.
I thought I'd remember it being the opposite. I honestly am very foggy with my memory on 39. So it might have been, I don't know. You might be right, honestly. I don't remember.
Last year was kind of an outlier. Cause
last year, I thought the whole show was pretty much great.
I mean, there were a couple matches in there.
Yeah, you're going to have those.
But that's just how it is.
Jay and Jimmy. But yeah, you know, you're going to have matches. Like, it's never going to be a perfect WrestleMania, but you know, I think this has the potential to be a very good one, though. Even though if you'd have told me a year ago that The Rock was not on this card, I would have been very disappointed. But if knowing what the main event is with Cody and Cena, I would have been fine.
He's not going to be on the card, but he's going to get involved.
Oh yeah.
Trust me.
Probably.
He'll get involved. Well, sir, I hope you enjoy your WrestleMania weekend.
You as well, my friend.
I hope all of you enjoy your WrestleMania.
Maybe we end up watching together, hopefully.
Hopefully. We're always together.
So. Apparently.
We're like a tag team.
We are. We are a tag team.
We're the Usos.
We are.
That's what Jay's.
Who's Jimmy? Who's Jay?
Nah, we can do that. We'll figure that out. But for us, it's WrestleMania weekend. We hope you enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. This has been Ring Notice. Thank you for listening on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and The Game Nashville Sports Network.